Good morning, Simon. Thanks for having me on today.
This sounds like such a fun thing to do. Now, obviously, you're not like on the start line, ambulance to your right, your mark, set, go. It's not quite outrunning an ambulance like that, is it?
Not quite, no. Although that would be quite a challenge, wouldn't it? But,
yeah, with the lights on as well, you've got no chance.
Definitely, definitely. No, it's a virtual challenge where you can outrun the average mileage covered by an East of England ambulance service on a shift. There's a range of distances from across our stations for people to choose from. For example, for King's Lynn here in West Norfolk, actually has got the furthest mileage of our challenge, which is 196 miles.
Wow.
Despite the name, you don't have to outrun the challenge. You can do it completely in your way. You can walk, cycle, swim, use a wheelchair. We've had someone using a walking frame, anything that you want, as long as it's self-propelled. So you just pick the mileage and then you set your own time frame for up to a maximum of 3 months. And then all you need to do is beat the distance by 1 mile. And that's it. Simple.
That's a really great idea. And have you had many people take it up so far?
We've had a really good effort so far. We've had 25 fundraisers who've taken on the challenge. And between them already in the first month, they've raised just over £2,000, which is amazing.
And this is obviously not only going to help funds for the ambulance service, but help people's fitness too.
Yeah, absolutely. So as the challenge, you can do it in completely your own way. It's all about getting outside. We all know that there's huge health and wellbeing benefits to being outside. The only thing we do say is that anybody who do prepare for their challenge, they recommend that they speak to their GP first, just to make sure that there's no problems in terms of medical conditions or any concerns. But it's a fantastic initiative. It really is.
It really is. And also, obviously, don't overdo it. And don't take it too literally, because like we said at the start, you're not literally outrunning an ambulance. And an average shift, by the way, is 12 hours. We don't expect any endurance like that, do we?
No, not at all. People can do it in completely whatever way they want. They can do it on their own as part of a team. We've had one person who's done it actually by doing 37 steps a day to aid his rehabilitation after a recent operation. So it's completely down to you as to how you do the challenge.
Could you do it perhaps on a rowing machine or something?
You could, as long as it's self-propelled and you cover the distance that you set out to do. So, as I say, I think the people we've got at the moment are cycling, walking. We've got some runners in there. We've had, as I say, the lad who's been doing 37 steps a day as well. Completely up to you.
And obviously the money comes to a very vital part of what we need in everyday life. You never know when you're going to need the services of the emergency services, but how does the money get spent? Where does it go?
So all of the money, any of the donations which are raised from the campaign, they go to provide enhanced facilities and wellbeing support for our staff and volunteers. So the charity exists to support the East of England Ambulance Service in their trust strategy, supporting in areas which are outside of normal activities, which are funded by the government and the Exchequer. For example, the funds could be utilised towards wellbeing gardens, enhancing breakout rooms with artworks, plants, accessories, things like that, provision of care packages, anything to enhance and support the staff and the volunteers who sort of work within the East of England region, and also to enhance community work or anything that we do within the East of England as well.
Outrun an ambulance. It sounds like a brilliant idea. Can you go the extra mile and outrun the emergency service as such? It's a brilliant, fun thing to do. It will get you a little bit fitter and will make a massive difference. We'll put the link up to your Outrun an Ambulance page on our website, and hopefully we'll get you some more signups. Just out of interest, do you know of any paramedics that are doing it as well?
We've got a range of staff who are completing it. I am participating as well. Of course. No, we've got a range of staff. We've got members of the public who are doing it as well. As you said, I'd absolutely urge people to go to the website, which is outrunningambulance.co.uk. The other thing we're asking people to do is anybody, if they are participating, to use the hashtag #ICanOutrunAnAmbulance on social media. And so we can link in with your stories and we can share those and get involved as well to create an Outrunning Ambulance community.
And just a reminder, how many miles does an ambulance do around this area?
Around your area, so King's Lynn is around 196 miles on an average shift.
On an average
Massive distance.
Wow. And actually, that isn't that far when you've given yourself a few months to do it. I mean, you walk the dog, that's a couple of miles every day.
Exactly. It's just setting your mind to it and getting out there and just getting some fresh air and enhancing yourself and your own well-being as well.